doing here in a normal sort of environment. We're holding here in our Chodesh, I guess, for Purim. It's Amura in Gimel. Okay, so the shtickle here is he's going lefi in Or Chodesh. He goes lefi Seder the Gemara, lefi Seder the Agarata, which goes lefi Seder Megillah. So there was a lot of akdamas here, and now he's started the psukim. So and on Gimel he's first starting his to explain the first psukim. Okay, so Amolach Mehodivat Kush lefi Apshatoy Leloima Ashamolach Mehodivat Kush Veloilos. So the first thing the Maral is explaining in the Seder of psukim. How the Gemara darshins Moilech Moilevah Kush that he made himself into Melech, that he made himself into a king. So he asks, how does he know it? Like where does the Gemara know that that's the? So he says, Lefi Apshatoy Loima Hashem Melech Mehodivat Kush. We're talking about history. We're talking about what was. So he says Moilech Mehodivat Kush, meaning that that he's made himself. So now he says, what's the point of the pasuk? You know, the Gemara dashens here that he made himself king, big deal. You know, what do I care? Like it's not a safe about Achashverosh. When the Gemara is dashing different things from the psukim, it's adding up to something. So he says like this: Ba'akos of leima ki kasha umelech ben melech as ein kan shinui. There's a certain mehalach of Seder Advarim that kings go with dynasties, their children, and so on and so forth. So if he's a king who's the son of a king, as ein kan shinui, there's no change. It's a normal mehalach. This is the mehalach that goes on. V'kasha lo haya shinui Seder, lo gam kein bo shinui ach halava de per anyas. So he says like this. Let's first be mocked him a little bit, so we'll have an understanding of where he's coming to and where he's going to. There are different mahalchim of how the Bria goes on. There's a mahalach nisis, which is what was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, where things were, you know, happened with tremendous chidushim and out of the box and so on. There's another mahalach, and this is let's take a look at Koheles. Koheles is a sefer that deals with this world in mahalchim of this world. So he says like this: Mashehoyehu mashehiya, umashenasu sheyase. Ve'en kol chodesh tachzeh shemesh. There's a certain mahalach where things are as they are. That which was is what's going to be. That which was done is going to do. And the pasuk says that sometimes you think there are things are new, but they happened already, just you didn't have the history in front of you. But the pshat is there are things that have a certain element of chiddush don't exist within teva. Within teva, it's basically a constant recycling what was. It's true physically, it's true also in mahalchim of sociological mahalchim, historical, and so on. So as long as there's a mahalach of things happening and going on the way they were, there's not going to be radical shinuyim either. In other words, kol oid there's a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's totally teva, it's marked by something that there are no erratic shinuyim. And that's why there's no mockery for a big Zera happening, there's no mockery for a big Yeshua happening, because all of these they don't go on such a mahalach. So that's what he says here. If there wouldn't have been a shinui seder, lo hoya ba gam kein shinui acha lova yod peronis k'may zeh, shu shinui seder oylam lechal zabu shleima. He said, the Zera that was there, mitzad itself, wasn't something that had a mocker mitzad the teva. Mitzad the teva, there's malchus miskaris ubezu. You have countries that are fighting with each other because they want land, they want this, want that, and the other thing. The sibar dvarim here is something which doesn't fit into that mahalach. And unless the world, unless things were happening along a mahalach of shinui, of things that are not normal, that are not in balance, then it would not have occurred either. So what the Megillah is telling you is there was a change in the Hanhaga. Now, the Hanhaga means that things didn't go out of Seder Teva, but they were going with a Mahalach that is calling Shinu here. So he says, Avokashoy kan Shinu shoy moilech me'atzmoy, v'zer Shinu bevadai, v'chol hishtanus mevi Shinu achagamke. So the minute you have something out of kilt, everything else comes out of kilt. Let's take an example. If you have a machine that functions a certain way, so if all the screws are tight and in place and everything and all the wheels are there, so then things move along in the same mahalach that they always went. There's never going to be a change. The minute you upset one screw over here, the minute you change one element, then you can't predict anymore what the whole thing's going to look like. Because every shinu is going to shinu with itself because you don't know what it is. Once you have one shinu where seder ha'olam is nefach, and let's explain it a little bit more with another dimension to it. In the mahalach of malchus, that when you have a malchus that goes father and son and son and son after that, so that Seder Advarim is Hemshech. In other words, let's say this is the dynasty, this is what the concept of our Malchus is about, and therefore our Malchus is going to continue along those same lines. The Etzem type of Malchus, which predicates the Ben HaAviv, predicates that there's no Shinui. This is a continuation. Just like Yerusha, as opposed to Kinyan, is a hemshech of a previous bailus rather than a shinu of a previous bailus. When you buy or sell something, you're being meshana bailus. When you're yarshing something, you're being mamshech a certain bailus. The same thing is, in essence, in halacha, it has many ramifications, but the same thing is true also in malchus. When a malchus, let's take another example, a meshicha, what makes a melech is meshicha. That's only true by a malchus that didn't continue. Because if it didn't continue, then it's just a hemshech of the previous malchus. It's malchus based of it. Whenever there's a change, you now need to have a new meshicha. You need to have, even if there was an error on the first malchus, it's always seen as a scholar. The meshichas melech is the scholar of malchus. And it's sort of an appointment, so to speak, from Lamala. The Yerusha's Malchus is a Hemshech of a Malchus. So you have the Seder Advarim of a Hemshech versus a Shinui. So he says, the fact that it's Moilech Atzmoy means that it's the Mohus of that Melucha is a Melucha that has, nothing is preset. Everything is open for change. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, when he wants to have Hanhaga that allows for the unusual and the extraordinary, is that he can't have that Malchus of Hemshech. Al kashay kan shinu shei moch ma'atze zeh shinu mevadai, v'chol ishtanus mevi shinu acha gamke. Ulkach b'yom nischadish ma'isa homen shi yudova shinu gamri. So first of all, ma'isa homen was, like he said before, an unreasonable shinu. It's not, in the Seder of Milchamis, of Umas Olam, it's Muhammad for something. This whole Matzias was Shinui. Also, he says, "V'oid Ma'ase Vashti Shahorga Melech V'chein Tli Asamen Akol Yishinu V'Nimshach Akol Ma'ase Etzem Malchus Gan Kedar Shinui Shemelech Chodesh Emzer Melucha V'Dov Zemer Al Shinui U'Mizeh Atamatzah Gan Kedosh Shem Chashverish Shem Etzem Shaloi Meir Shinui K'Machis Bayat." So first of all, he said before that, you know, the Shem of Achashverosh has in itself all sorts of unusual gzeres and so on. And v'chein ma sh'omu b'medrash hu Achashverosh v'biru v'mechem yechadam hu Achashverosh harg ishtoi m'nei oyevoi v'ayv m'nei ishtoi. V'charama hu Achashverosh v'bitl b'nach v'es ha-migdash Achashverosh v'goz liv v'es ha-migdash. So he says, what does Chazal mean by it? What are they trying to express by the fact that he was somebody that killed his oev because of his ishto, because of his oev, and his oev because of ishto. So what he's saying is that the lack of consistency means that the mahus was not in any way a hemshech. A mahalach that's a hemshech, that for instance, you have in anything in teva, everything has inertia, and that's the yisoid of something that exists in teva. It's inertia, which means it doesn't change. It's always what it is, and you need a force to push it out to do something with it. Something which on a human level, on a level of bechira, the chelik in a person that keeps things consistent is his das. A person, when you say you want to look at something with kovid das, kovid roish, means you want to seriously consider it, and you don't want to do something impulsively, quickly, radically. That's kovid roish. Kal das is that he's very flippant. He flips around very easily from one to the other to the third thing. So in the malchus, Makmanavshach, are you against the Beis HaMikdash or are you for the Beis HaMikdash? Are you for the Oyev or for the Ishtoi? The fact that there was these radical changes means that it was a Malchus that was Olul for Shinui. It didn't have any internal inertia to it. And B'meil, it was possible to have a sort of semi non-Tevedic Mahalchim happening. So he says the fact, you know, the kasha is how could such a gzeira happen? It's yitzner chateva. Ulkachomesh im v'iraim ezer she'akol itza malach hazeh bishtanus. Some say it was Molach Me'atzim means he was the only one that was worthy being a king. So he asks a kasha here. What's the pshat? The one that said Leshvach that he was the most worthy of it. Why would we stress that point? What's the inyan of it? Ragnar Shama Shamalchal Meyavesim Shem Medina Mefarish Hakosni Zuchoshemoid Shrey Moilech Me'atzma Ulakaho Yemoilech Mehoidivat Kush Kateva Shal Moilech Dvukal Mehoidivat Kush Umedaba Mitoik of Gold Mahusai Ulamandom Lignai Hateva Dvuka El Huach Hashveh Shem Dabe Bignusai. So he says, either one, whether or not you're talking about Lishvach or Lignai, both of them have the same nekud in it. The fact that he wasn't able to, the fact that the Malchus came from no place meant it had nothing to fall back on. Even if it was Moilech Me'atzim because nobody else was as royu as him, it means basically it wasn't a Malchus that the Melech was navigating in it. It was his own whims. There wasn't anything there. I want to talk about it a little bit and describe something. Whenever you have a matzav of a melech, you want to have a malchus. A malchus means, it's like if the melech is the captain of a ship, by definition, there has to be a ship. You can't, a melech is not the boss. A melech is the navigator of a malchus. A malchus is a concept. It's something that exists. And the melech is the one who runs the malchus. This very much goes. I mean, Goyen says way before the Goyen, the difference between a moishel and melech, that a moishel is bal karchach and a melech is baratzen. But it's more than that. A moishel bekoyach means there's no kesher between him and that which is ruling over. If I grab something, I could be, if I hijack a car, I could know how to drive the car. I can know how to drive a plane, not know how to drive a plane. It's not mine. I just took it. When I'm mishtalit, when it's something that's mine, and it's something that's mine because I deserve it, then that means that I'm the manhig mikoyach the chayfetz. I'm a manhig, not just a balabayis. The fact that he took the malchus himself, even if he was the only one that was worthy, means this was a melucha that had no shaychus to him. It was abandoned. So just like if somebody abandons a car, and I'm the closest one, I take it. It still doesn't mean that I know how to drive it or that it's mine in any way. The malchus over here was a malchus which was not being run like a malchus. He was a meilech, and the gnai means he took it bekoach. The shvach means he got it because he was the most fitting for it. But it still means there was no real malchus that he was being manhig. The Gemara says, there were different reasons why tactically it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense for him to have a whole nation ripped out. What would it do economically to the country? What would it do to it in many other ways? But he wasn't a melech be'etzim. So b'meila it wasn't the type of thing that he would be shayach to. Klal dava. Kasher hashver shiotzim min dava zelabris yisrael min ha'olam. After this came a gzeira, yef shalema rak ha'melech hazeh odom zar legamri. The whole parasha tells me he was a zar. U'mipnei kach emibin raya menu klal. L'kach dorshu kol inyonim shemoyer al zarus, gam shayakim yisrael lemaisov. Kol maisov shalai kaseda. So Meila, that's why they're dashing all of this. And he recaps what he said. I want to a little bit talk about, describe it, and so on. You have, when you see, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Moshe talks about simanim for Mashiach. So they say, when this and this is going to happen, this and this is a simon for Mashiach. When this will happen, this is a simon for Mashiach, and so on. All sorts of simanim. And it's hard to understand what's the shaychus. What's the point of it? I mean, when he comes, he comes. When he doesn't come, he doesn't come. I mean, what are we waiting for? There's nothing we can do about it, really. What are Chazal describing when they come up with all these different simonim and so on? So the pshat is, within the context, it's a chelik of Torah Shebiksav that is unusual and in its scope of it really doesn't belong to Torah Shebiksav. In Torah Shebiksav, most of Torah Shebiksav, it's those that deal with history, let's say, as opposed to Mishle and Tillim and so on, all of them are Gidluyim Mefarashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself in ways that are beyond Teva. And that's how we see it. Even the Neil, there's Nisim there that are not Tevedic and Nisim, that's that. Torah Shebiksav means that things there are open and clear. Just like in Torah Shebiksav, things that are open and clear are, when something's written, I say, it's Mefurish. What's the halacha? It's Mefurish halacha. Mefurish means that's written someplace. That's what the word Mefurish is. So the oifi of Torah Shebiksav is something which is it's what it says, and therefore the type of maisim that are reflected in Torah Shebiksav, the type of giluyim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, are giluyim that are all what we would call nes, which means open Mefurish. Then there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world of Teva, totally in Teva, and in Halchem of Teva, and so on. That's not something that has any mokrim in Torah Shebiksav. What about a maisa that follows? It doesn't have quite nes, but it's hallmarked by shinui. In other words, things don't continue the way it should continue. The normal mahalach would have been X, Y, and Z, and it's not happening. So we pick up the hanhaga of gilui within a context of a world that there's no monism. Is this pasuk the mashahoyu sheyir mashanasu sheyase ve'en kochot shasa shemesh? When that breaks, it's not mashahoyu mashayir. It's not there, nothing continues along the way it would normally continue. That's a sign that there's a gilui of a shinui of hanhaga within the context of Teva. So there is a Gilui, but the Gilui comes in a very, very different oifin. It's not coming from a Gilui like the Rezatar of Rixav. It's coming in a Gilui where there's a contravention of the Pasik, of Mashayu Shiyah, Mashnasu Shiyaseh. So Chazal found in the Megillah, the Gzeira was Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. We say Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, we're talking about this Nekuda here, in how Teva fears Ois, and how the Mahalach is working through. We find it in the way in which the Nes was, we find the way in which the Malchus was, but it starts, the place where it starts, this is an important Nekuda, the place that it starts is in Malchus. In other words, Malchus is the anhaga that should be the even keeledness of the Bria. It's an anhaga that is steady, and it keeps sailing, and that's normal. When you have a Melech that is not at all with the Klal Malchus, that's when you know that there's a new anhaga over here. So that's why there was a debate whether to include it in Torah Shabbat or not. And because this is, on the one hand, there is a Gili over here, which is something which is Shaykh to Torah Shabbat, but it's a Gili of a very different type of Gili. It's a Gili that works not because it deals in a Seder that's completely out of Olam HaTeva, like Haggadah, but it's rather Giluyim within the context of Teva. The Shinui is the Mafteach fit. So in the Shinui Advarim, there is a Hagosh in that. I want to point out something interesting. In the Seder Abrochas that we make, it's because we find Giluim Vakadosh Baruch Hu in different Eifanim. So there's Birchas Hanenin, and then there is a Birchas Brochas of mitzvahs. There's brichas ha'ri'ya, where there are certain things that impress a person with godless of Hashem. So when we have giluyim of big koiches, brokim and yamim and things like that, so there's a seder abroch of that. Mishana abriyos, what is that go? What is that? What kind of broch is that? Is it brichas hanenin? I don't think so. I don't think that it falls on brichas hanenin. I'm sure it's not. So what is it? What's the tkifus and the tkifus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mela, there's a Seder Advarim, you see a Ram, a Barak, a Zikim, a Yamim. So there's a certain tchusha of Gili Gvura. But Mishana Brias is also a Gili of Gvura because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mishana Storim. So it doesn't make a difference if somebody sees somebody that's 10 feet tall, he makes a ton of brias. Why? I mean, it's probably just as difficult to make somebody who's 10 feet as it is to make somebody who's 5 feet. What's the difference? The answer is, it's a different deher. It's you deher a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a new hanhaga, through the fact that there's shinui. It's true also in times of tzara. When we ask ourselves, and we take a look at the events in the list Kufa, in Klal Yisrael, in the Shoah, and so on, in the Churban of Europe, the unusualness of the events themselves are a guide that it's a zman of tremendous giluyim. In other words, it's not normal. We don't look for the gilui mitzad denisim that people are saved, even though we do look for that. We don't. It's not our business to look for the averus and so on. What's important is to look the fact that this was completely outside Seder Olam. Somebody was molech al atzmo, who had no shaychus to anything, and the plans and the ideas were devastation for his country in every way possible, and nothing made sense. It's not. There's a Seder Advarim. Countries grow bigger, grow smaller, they look for the natural enemies, they fight their natural enemies, they make allies. World War I was a Seder Advarim, was a normal Seder Advarim. It was a logical extension of what was happening. World War II was not. In understanding these things in a perspective to look at it, looking at it that way is the mafteach that the Maral says is shinui. Any time when sidrei olam are mishtane, there's an active anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain anhaga. Okay, we'll hold it here.